Welcome to episode 3. Now, the reason I call it episode 3 is because yesterday was 2. It's very simple. We can keep things simple here on this podcast. Now, you may hear a fan running in the background because I'm doing this at 3:51 a.m. and it's still hot. It's still humid here in the Tennessee Valley. So, one thing I need to make clear, I went way too long yesterday. Sorry about that. But I'm not blaming anybody that does planetariums in any capacity. It's not our fault. Don't point the finger at us. We're doing our thing. You know, we're doing our jobs or our hobbies or our passions or, you know. But whose fault is it then? It's not the people. I got to blame something. Anyway, I blame, perhaps, in today's essay, verbal salad, I blame the concept of demystification. Everything has been demystified, right? Planetariums had an exotic-sounding name. Now, you may have, depending on your experience in school, you may have thought that, oh, it's just another boring lecture from a crew-cutted, white-shirted tie man in the 50s, or in the 70s, it'll be a canned movie about, you know, hydrogen. I don't want to hear any of it. Now, but in a way, you're still demystifying. You're picturing what it might be like. The element of surprise you are replacing, or the basic person who hears the term, considers maybe going to a planetarium, and they apply, everything else has been demystified, so they apply their own, I don't want to say bias, but preconceptions maybe. It's going to be like school. It's going to be like a movie. It's going to be something, and it's already through endless internets and blogs and videos and movies and franchises and TV shows and books. It's all been demystified. I asked my wife yesterday, why do you only read books once? And she says, well, every book I read is a mystery, and I want to see what the mystery, how it's solved, and what twists they put on it. But after that, after I know how it ends, so why would I read it again? Now, other people have told me in the past they have favorite books and they read them over and over endlessly even though they know how it ends. That's the way I am with Lord of the Rings. I'll pick a passage at random and read it out of sheer pleasure. But a lot of people, I think, fall into the other category that they know how it ends. They know how school made them feel. They know how everything that's been demystified in their life feels. And, you know, it's just one more thing, swipe right, you know, to the next thing. And even though I don't know if it's a group boredom or what it is, but the question of demystification, everything has been demystified in our lives. Put that in your demystified pipe and perhaps light it up. Maybe not. I don't smoke. Bye.